It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week we bring the latest music and interviews from the bands who make New Jersey rock. Coming up, the Ones You Forgot hit the Vans Warped Tour, Dentist opens for White Reaper at the Wonder Bar, the Scholars release a brand new track, and Morningside Lane gets in the studio to produce a new album. We'll also premiere a brand new segment on the show, the Jersey Rock Concert Calendar, with Jersey Rock intern Alyssa Servo. But first, joining us in studio is Matt O'Ree. Matt O'Ree Band's Live at the Stone Pony album is out now, and you can catch them at the Stone Pony on June 21st. Matt, thanks for coming on the show.
Great to be here, man. I think we're making a habit of this. I've been here a bunch, and it's always great to be here with you.
Hell yeah, dude. I'm pretty sure you are the most featured artist in the history of Jersey Rock.
Oh, man. That's quite an honor and a pleasure to always be here at the Rat.
And you're going to be over at the Stone Pony on June 21st. But, you know, before that, I mean, you were embarked on a huge tour with your new touring vehicle, right?
We did, yeah. We managed to, thank God to all our friends and fans out there that helped us make this happen. But we bought a new tour bus, and we're hitting the pavement once again. And I haven't been out to some of these places in 5 years, and it was so great to be out in the Midwest and New Mexico and Colorado and seeing a lot of old friends. It was great. It was really just an awesome trip.
And that's a damn impressive vehicle. I saw photos of it on social media.
She's a big girl. 42-foot diesel pusher motor coach. Yeah, it's awesome. It's a really great vehicle.
If you guys were like G.I. Joes, that would be like your attack vehicle.
It's awesome.
Now you have the tour coming up. You're going to be hitting Florida and Ohio and all over the place, right?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch. So this is really just the start of us getting back out there. And you know, there's a lot more to come, which is why we bought the bus. And we're off and going. Yeah.
Of course, you're rocking the Pony June 21st, but you have a new album out, Live at the Stone Pony. Tell us about this disc.
This actually kind of came by accident. You know, our longtime friend and engineer, Brett Smith, just did a quick, you know, two room mics and a left right off the mixing console. And after reviewing the audio, it was like, wow, we should really put this out. This is crazy to sit on this. And it's a great representation of the entire band, keyboards, you know, girl singers, the whole thing. So we sifted through the songs that we liked, and lo and behold, here it is. So we're actually going to do a volume two of Live at the Stone Pony from the 21st of June this year, performance. So we're going to have a whole other record come out in the fall from this next show.
I look forward to hearing that. But if somebody wants to get a hold of this, can they find a download somewhere? How do they get Live at the Stone Pony?
Yeah, right from our website, mattoreeband.com. It's a free download. Just come right to our website, and you'll find it under the discography, and you'll find it on the main page, too.
And other than what's going to be a totally killer recording session, what can people expect at the Pony on June 21st?
All I can always say is that it's always a great experience and a great time at the MOB shows. It's going to be epic once again. You know, we always try to outdo our last show. So always try to make it different, make it more fun for the audience. You know, keep coming back to come see the show. But it's going to be awesome. There's going to be some surprises for sure.
How could someone get tickets?
Right at the Stone Pony box office. I think it's Stone Pony online. And just go right to their box office is the easiest.
We're going to rock back-to-back tracks off of this album. It's live, and these two kind of go into each other. Yeah. Tell us about Marry You and To Worth the Live.
They were songs that were on my Shelf Life record, which came out in 2005. And it was just we kind of revisit them and started reworking them for our live show, and it just really kind of morphed into something like, wow, this is really cool, you know, segue of these two songs that were not segued like that on the original recording, but it just seemed to be something that happened live. And this particular recording, this particular night at the Stone Pony in Asbury Park was epic, and you can clearly hear it in the recording. Worth the Live is a bit lengthy. I think it's a 9 or 10 minute version of it, but the solo section is just absolutely epic. You know, it's one of my favorite things I've recorded so far. So I hope you guys enjoy it.
Matt O'Ree. Don't miss Matt O'Ree Band at the Stone Pony in Asbury Park on June 21st. Matt, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Right now, let's rock those back-to-back tracks. Get ready for a serious jam session. Here's Matt O'Ree Band with Marry You into Worth the Live on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
I'd like to thank a good friend of mine for bringing down this wonderful guitar for me to play this evening for y'all. Let's just see what she can do. What do you say? back then. There's been so many changes. Brought me up and down. Cancel that stream. Woman on the next album. Is it worth the living?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hey, this is Jenna from The Ones You Forgot, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Too Afraid to Say EP. Check it out at theonesyouforgot.com and don't miss them in Atlantic City for the Vans Warped Tour June 29th and June 30th. Joining us over the phone is Justin Borneman of Dentist. You can catch them at the Wonder Bar opening for White Reaper on June 19th. Justin, thanks for calling into the show.
No problem. Thanks so much for having me.
Dude, it's a pleasure to have you on Jersey Rock. It's not Dennis's first time, but it's your first time on this show. And we're looking forward to this show coming up at the Wonder Bar on June 19th. What can people expect from you guys that night?
We're really excited to be opening for White Reaper. It's actually a band that we're all fans of, and we're really excited that they're touring through. They just released some new music and whatnot, so we're gonna be opening up the show, and we're gonna do our best to put on as good of a show as possible because we know those guys are probably gonna put on a great show.
It's gonna be a good night. How could someone get tickets?
There's an event link on the Facebook invites. There's a ticket link, rather, on the Facebook event invite. So if you find that on Facebook, there's also, you can get it from the Wonder Bars website. We had some advance tickets, but we're actually, we sold all those already. But the show's not sold out yet. You can definitely still get tickets.
Nice. We'll have a link up on the Jersey Rock page, WRAC.com. Of course, your Night Swimming album's out now. How could someone get a copy of that?
You can get it through our Bandcamp page. So if you type in Dentist Bandcamp into Google, it'll be the first thing to come up, and you can get a digital version, or you can get a CD, and I think that there might be a few vinyls left, but there aren't many, if there are any, so you'd have to act on that soon.
And beyond the show on June 16th, you've got a number of dates throughout the Northeast coming up. What does the future look like for Dentist?
We've been taking it a little bit slower than we usually do recently because we've started working on writing again. We have this White Reaper show, and then we have a couple shows in July. And then in August, we're playing like a festival almost every single weekend, so August picks up. But yeah, we've been concentrating on writing because we want to put out some new music before the year is over, like at least like a standalone song or something. In 2020, we would probably be working on putting out another album.
Nice, something to look forward to. If somebody wants to stay on top of all that stuff, how can they do so?
You can go to our website, which is dentistband.com, and then all of our social media is /dentistband, so Facebook/dentistband, Instagram/dentistband, etc.
And the track we're doing is Corked. Tell us about this song.
This was our first single off of the record, actually, but I don't think that you guys have played it yet, so wanted to do this one with you guys now.
Definitely a Jersey Rock premiere. Justin Borneman of Dentist. Don't miss them at the Wonder Bar in Asbury Park, June 19th, opening for White Reaper. And keep an eye out for new material, maybe the end of the year. Justin, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you again, Pat.
Hell yeah, right now let's rock that track. Off of Night Swimming, here's Dentist with Quartz on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Dentist with Quartz on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. That's off Night Swimming. Don't miss them at the Wonder Bar in Asbury Park on June 19th. They're opening for White Reaper. More info at DentistBand.com. This week marks the one-year anniversary of the Jersey Rock Podcast, and in honor of that, we're going to premiere a brand new segment. Here's your Jersey Rock concert calendar with Jersey Rock intern Alyssa Servo.
Thanks, Tom. Coming to you live from the Saint. June 12th, Dave Ross Lawn and Cat London. Doors 7 p.m. Admissions are $7. June 13th, Old Friends, New Songs. Doors 7 p.m. Admissions are $8. Coming to you live from Asbury Lanes. June 13th, Brian Kirk and the Jerks. Doors 7 p.m. Coming to you live from Brighton Bar. June 9th, Dumpweed is opening for Vermont, Backyard Wrestling, and Jail Socks. Doors 7 p.m. Admissions are $7. The show is 18 and up. June 11th, Shadow Green, I the Victor, Drive Kid, Other Lovers, and Status. Doors are 6 p.m. Admissions $10 to $12. I'm Melissa Servo with your Jersey Rock concert calendar.
Hey, this is Jack Sculler from The Scullers, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
We'll be right back.
so much.
The latest from the Scullers, That's Hard to Want, on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. That song was recorded live at Fox and Crow in Jersey City, and it was just released yesterday. It's available for free download on Bandcamp and SoundCloud. Learn more at thescullers.com. And you can catch the Scullers in action at Gold Sounds in Brooklyn on June 20th. Tickets are available at eventbrite.com. You can find the link via facebook.com/thescullersband. Joining us over the phone is Mark Del Judas of Morningside Lane. They've got a new LP on the way, and they're rocking the Chevy Pickle in Highlands on June 21st. Mark, thanks for calling into the show.
Oh, of course, man. Thank you for having me. You've been great to us over the years, man.
I mean, it's a pleasure to have you on. We loved what you guys did at the Jersey Rock Showcase back in the winter. You totally killed it over at Jamian's that night. And of course, you've got a couple of shows coming up, the first of which, the Chubby Pickle on June 21st. That's going to be an acoustic show, right?
Yes, that's going to be an acoustic one. It's a good venue for acoustic shows in general. So I was like, I'll do an acoustic. And then we got a bunch of other shows coming up, too.
Yeah, the Chubby Pickle is a cool place. Admission's free. And, I mean, Highlands is just a beautiful place for this time of year in general. So someone go to that show and just take in the ambiance of what is a beautiful shore town. Beyond that, you're going to be in Jersey City on July 5th at the FM Bar, correct?
Yes, that's like my neck of the woods, so that's going to be fun.
How can someone get tickets for that one?
Yeah, just show up. No tickets necessary.
That is awesome. See, you can't get easier than that. Now,
exactly.
Word is you guys are working on your new LP. You're doing it over at the Lake House Music Studios, right?
Yes, we are. And we just started yesterday. So we got some ways to go. We got like maybe, you know, 8 or 10 more days to go. But and we're separating. We're separating them like with every month, you know, like 2 days in June, 2 days in July. And then we're going to go until, you know, this thing's done, man. Yeah, Lake House is awesome.
Yeah, it's a cool place. And they do a lot of great work over there. Check them out at lakehousemusicacademy.com. And, you know, any idea when the new album will be out?
We want to say in the early months of 2020, because we want to take our time, but we don't want to take too long either, you know?
I hear you. Well, I look forward to that. Get it to me, because we'll definitely rock it on the on-air show. Right now, your latest recording, I believe, is your New Year's Resolutions EP, right?
Yes, that came out the last day of 2018, so that worked out well.
How could someone get a copy of that?
Go on Spotify, Apple Music. We're on all streaming platforms. You could find us anywhere.
And what's the best way for someone to keep track of everything that Morningside Lane is up to?
Instagram, Facebook for sure. We have a Twitter. That's basically the, like, you know, the big three. So you can follow us on that, and like we're always updating on new stuff.
And the track we're doing on the podcast, you guys sent this to me at the beginning of the year. I think we kicked off the year with it. I love this tune. Tell us about New Year's Resolutions.
Well, we did this in like late 2018, and it was supposed to be a demo actually, but. Like that version, but we were listening to it and we were like, damn, man, it's like, this is pretty good. And then we realized it was like, it was December. So we were like, well, all right, I guess we're going to put this out December 31st, 2018.
It's a great track. Mark Del Judas of Morningside Lane. Catch them at the Chubby Pickle in Highlands on June 21st. The FM Bar in Jersey City on July 5th. New album on the way in 2020. Mark, thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, of course, Tom. Thanks for having us.
Hell yeah, bro. Right now, let's rock that track. Here's Morningside Lane with New Year's Resolutions on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
We'll be right back.
Morningside Land with New Year's resolutions. They're currently working on a new album, and you can catch them at the Chubby Pickle in Highlands on June 21st. They'll be at the FM Bar in Jersey City this July. More info at facebook.com/MorningsideLaneNJ. That does it for this week's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode. Or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter, The Club Rat, and have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock and 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30. To your Garden State talent, rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on the show, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.